Summer is upon us. We are approaching the season of travel and getting out of our normal routines, especially when you have littles. It's really hard to get out of those normal routines and to travel and do things that you don't normally do and still expect them to take good naps and sleep well through the night. So today is all about what you can do to ensure that they get the best sleep possible. Perfect sleep while traveling is not always a thing, not usually a thing, I will say, but with the few things that we're going to talk about today, it will just kind of help ease you into the idea of traveling. I know it makes some parents really nervous, but just, I mean, don't fret. It's going to be fine. Travel is a part of life, and you will make memories that will last forever. And sometimes that means sleep isn't perfect, but let's just try to make it as good as we can and have a little bit of flexibility. And let's just go ahead and dive right into today's episode, where we're going to talk about 5 different ways that you can get good sleep while traveling with a baby. Hey, mama. Are you tired of constantly being exhausted, not knowing what the day or night will hold? Are you sick of letting your mental and physical health suffer and feeling out of control of your day-to-day life as a mom? Are you ready to feel empowered and in control of your mind and home and finally feel rested again? Hey, I'm Alexa Martinez, pediatric sleep consultant, postpartum doula, and fellow mama who has been in your shoes, and I am so glad that you're here. Think of this as a cozy conversation with your best friend on a comfy couch mixed with a coaching session. Mom life, health and wellness, sleep, faith, and how to get rid of the overwhelm are all topics we will cover here on the podcast. And trust me, we don't shy away from the real and hard stuff. I'm here to help you put systems in place so that you can finally let go of the baggage and start enjoying motherhood the way you were created to. It's time to start feeling like yourself again, friend. So go reheat your coffee, I'm sure for the 10th time today, and let's dive right in. Because mama, you matter too. All right, so first I just want to say, I know this is easier said than done, but try to have some grace with yourself and with your baby or toddler while you're traveling. Everybody is out of their normal. Most of the time, we as adults don't even sleep as well as we would in our own beds, in our own routine. So give them a little bit of grace and have some flexibility. If we need to change things up, you can, you know, start travel with an amazing plan. And maybe you have to kind of give yourself a little bit of flexibility and change things up 3 days in, and that's okay. So that is the name of the game. Starting out is just having flexibility with not only yourself, but with your child, just giving them a little bit of leeway. So number one, I just want to start this by saying, if you don't have a good sleeper already going on vacation, it's unlikely that they're going to sleep well magically while you're traveling, right? So we want to make sure that you're trying to start with as good of a slate as possible. And if you're not, then please book a discovery call with me. I give you a completely customized step-by-step plan to follow. We follow a method of sleep training that you feel comfortable with. There's a lot of different methods out there. I know a lot of people really just think that there's the few basic ones and they think that they can do it themselves, and I'm sure you can, but it's a lot easier with a guide, with somebody that does this for a living. So I would love to work with you. I give you a completely customized step-by-step plan to follow. It's more of a balanced approach to teaching your little one to sleep in his own crib while still providing hands-on reassurance. So we're not leaving them to cry for long periods at a time. We're not, like, we are right there with them. We're working through it with them. We're teaching them a new skill. And everybody is so much happier when they are sleeping, trust me. So I will leave the link in the show notes to a 15-minute discovery call with me. And I am starting to work this coming up week. I'm starting 3 new clients, so I have room for 2 more starting in the coming week. So if we get your baby sleeping, you know, if we start working together next week, we have about, it's usually about a 2-week period of working together, and then baby is sleeping through the night. That gives you by basically the start of June to start traveling and, you know, start having a real summer vacation where everybody is sleeping. So just give yourself the gift of sleep. Book a discovery call with me. I'd love to work with you. All that being said, the first thing, try to start with a clean slate and keep things as normal as possible before you travel. So like I said, make sure that you're try to have, you know, a good start. If you don't, that's okay. We can talk about that. But try to go into this with a good start on sleep, some good healthy sleep habits that you've already worked on, and then try to keep sleep as normal as possible before you travel. So that means, you know, you're packing, you're running last minute errands. Try to, you know, have baby sleep, have their naps in their own crib as much as possible. I know that's not always feasible, but try to have them get some good naps in before you leave so that you're not starting out travel with a cranky, overtired baby. Tip number 2, we are going to bring all of the tools and try to recreate sleep space from home if possible. If you can have a separate sleep space, like if you're renting a house or if you're staying with family, if you're staying with family, usually like you don't even need a second guest room, just like an office or a playroom sometimes works really well for a separate sleep space for baby. Just try to recreate it like your home sleep space. So if your baby sleeps in a bassinet or a pack and play in your room, of course, continue to do that while traveling. But if they have their own room at home, then try to recreate that while traveling. If that is not feasible, you're staying in a hotel room and there's no like front area or anything like that, it's a tiny hotel room, you can always try to use the bathroom. But my favorite way to do this is actually by using a slumber pod. So Slumber Pod is amazing. It's basically like a little tent that goes over a pack and play or crib, and it's completely safe. It is well ventilated. There's also a fan that comes with it. That's an add-on option, and I would recommend for sure getting a fan because it can get a little bit stuffy in there if you don't. So Slumber Pod is my favorite, and I never traveled without it for my son's first 3 years of life until, you know, he outgrew his, until he was sleeping in a bed. So did not travel without it. His sleep was always so much better with the slumber pod because it gives them that little, like that's their own space. You can stick a camera in there. There's a spot for the camera to set up like at home. There is you can slide the sound machine right underneath. So it's like their own room. We used that thing to death. We used it like so many times. Even like when we would go other places that just for the day, and I knew he was going to have to take some naps somewhere else. If we were going to be somewhere for a long time, I would bring it for that. It's a quick and easy setup, quick and easy teardown. I do have a discount code. I'll put that in the links down below. If you use the link, it'll just, I believe it'll just automatically apply that discount code through that link. So Slumber Pod is a must. Bring your normal, what they sleep with, like pacifiers or loveys if you use them, their sleep sack or swaddle, their sound machine, always bring the sound machine. Pack and play if needed. Most places, especially hotels, they'll have a crib. Blackout shades, I would for sure get a travel pair of blackout shades that you can get them that they just like suction cup to the window on Amazon. Those are awesome travel blackout shades. But again, if you're using the slumber pod, you don't need that. And you don't need a separate sleep space because that gives them their own separate sleep space. So those are the things that are must haves for us when we traveled with a baby. The next thing that is probably one of the biggest tip is just trying to recreate your sleep space from home and bringing like all of their comfort items, all of that. The second biggest, I would say, is trying to just maintain your same bedtime routine from home. So, you know, if you do a bath and then you sing and then you have books or you have quiet playtime, just try to recreate all of that. You know, if you rock them and you don't have a rocker while you're traveling, that's okay. Just maybe like bounce them instead, or, you know, you can improvise, but try to keep it as similar as you can to when they're at home. That just kind of helps them recognize, oh yeah, even though I'm not at home, like I'm still getting ready for bed. It's still going to be sleep time soon. So having the same bedtime routine, even if their bedtime isn't at the same time, that's okay. You know, just having the same routine. And even if you have to use like a shortened version, if you're, you know, staying out later than normal and you're getting home and trying to like rush through it, that's totally fine. You can use a shortened version, but just try to keep some of the same things, like bring some of the same books from home if you do books, or if you sing, then just maybe do one of the songs instead of three, or, you know, just try to keep it as normal as possible, but you can shorten it a little bit if you need to. The next tip is one good nap a day at the hotel or house or wherever you're staying. Basically just not on the go, not in the car, not in the stroller, not in the carrier, whatever. This is not always feasible. Sometimes you're going to be out all day, but you know, if you're like on vacation and close to the house or staying in a house, if they can just get one nap a day, in their crib or pack and play in their comfy sleep space, then it kind of gives you flexibility with the other naps, and, you know, everybody's just going to be a lot happier. They just sleep better when they're in a sleep space than they do on the go typically. So get them one solid nap in so that, you know, bedtime can maintain and not be brought up earlier or later. And that kind of leads me into the next thing, time zones. This can be tricky. And of course, if it's a different country or a massive time change, then you're going to have to just kind of slowly, gradually try to adjust them to the time change. But if it's just like an hour later or earlier, try to keep them on the same schedule from home if possible. So for example, if you are central time zone like I am, and you were going to go east and it was an hour later, just put them to bed at their normal bedtime at home. Let's say your normal bedtime is 7:30, put them to bed at 8:30 there. And that's going to feel like 7:30 to them. And then they should sleep until they normally sleep. So, I really am a fan of keeping them on the same schedule as they are at home. However, if you're like going to, let's say you live in the central time zone and you're going to California and it's 2 hours earlier and your bedtime is normally 7:30, you don't want to put them to bed at 5:30. That can just, you know, it's kind of a little bit too early. So when it's a lot earlier, I would either split the difference. So have them go down at 6:30 instead of 7:30, and that kind of they'll kind of adjust from there. It's typically easier to keep them on the same time zone as home because vacations are normally a few days up to a week usually. And so by the time they get adjusted to this new time zone, you're going back home and having to readjust them to the home time zone. So if possible, keep it. But if it's too big of a time change, then of course try to either slowly adjust them or split the difference or add a cat nap as they adjust. So let's say you're going from the East Coast to the West Coast, it's 3 hours earlier, add in a little cat nap. Let them have like a 30 to 45 minute nap around like 5, which would be 8 p.m. home time, or even 4 o'clock, which would be 7 o'clock home time. Have them take a little 30 minute nap and then put them down, you know, 2 hours later. So we're just doing what we can to hang in there and make things as easy as possible without the long-term adjusting them to a whole new schedule. So just getting by with either a little bit of a later or a little bit of an earlier bedtime, and you know, trying to keep things as close to normal as possible. Try to relax. That's my next tip. Try to relax. Loosen up the rules a little bit. Try to follow these tips as close as you can, but you're on vacation. So try to loosen up the reins a little bit, especially if you're somebody like me that was always very strict with, and I feel like I need to say this, there are times in your life where you're just going to be more strict on rules and routines, and that's okay too. Like, don't ever let anybody make you feel bad if you're like, I'm sorry, we have to go back to the room, or back home even if you're at home, I'm sorry, we have to go home at 7. Like, it's just non-negotiable right now in this season of life, and we're going to be exhausted if we don't. So if that's what brings you peace, then do that. Maintain that sense of routine and rigidity that you need for your sanity. But if you want to add a little bit of flexibility into it, vacation is the time to do that. Add a little bit of flexibility if that's what brings you peace and happiness. Do what is going to be easiest for you. So if that looks like sticking to a strict schedule, do that. If that looks like, you know, adding in a cat nap and letting baby stay up till 9, 10 p.m., do that. It's a few days. It's not going to kill anybody. My last quick tip is to just get right back on track when you get home. So if you fall off track and baby or toddler is sleeping terribly, you're feeding in the middle of the night again, even though you haven't fed in the middle of the night for months now, and you've just, you know, fallen back into a bad habit, then just get right back on track when you get home. It's no big deal. It'll take a few days probably, but they will get right back on track. Stick to what you were doing before you went on vacation, and things will just kind of fall right back into place. If there is no on track to begin with, you're like, okay, great, get back on track. What track? I've been off the track since having this child. Let me know. We can chat and I can get you right on track so that you're prepared for vacation and that things go a lot smoother to start out with. So please let me know if I can help. My discovery call link is linked down below. I will also leave my slumber pod link, and I have a free sleep guide to conquering nights. If you're like, where do I even begin? My baby sleep is all over the place. Please download that free ebook in the show notes as well. I would love for you to just have a place to begin, and it's free for you to download. So please start there if you are just kind of on the fence about where to begin. And I, again, would love to chat. I also have my Facebook community link in the show notes and would love to have you join us over there. Talk to you soon. Happy vacationing. Hey, sister. If this episode brought some value to your life, encouraged you, or made your day better in some way, please share this with another mama friend who could use some encouragement, and let her know she is seen and loved. I would love for you to join me in my free Facebook group, where I bring value like this every single day and get to answer your questions personally. You can find the link down below in show notes. I pray your day brings you peace and rest, and I can't wait for our next chat. Talk to you soon, sweet friend.